This is regional news coverage from the KBI newsroom. I'm Dana Schnazy. Missouri Republican leaders say it would be difficult to follow Michigan's lead in passing a right-to-work law that prohibits union dues as a condition for employment. Missouri House Republican Speaker Tim Jones says passing a similar law would mean strong leadership from the governor and support from the business community. Republican Senate Leader Tom Dempsey says many senators support a right-to-work law, but not enough to overcome a veto. Improvements in safety are on the horizon for many of Columbia's public schools. KBIA's India Everett has more.
A new police substation, additional streetlights, and electronic locks are all part of a list of measures the Columbia Public School System is taking to make schools safer. The efforts are in part an attempt to meet the need created by the fewer numbers of school resource officers in the school system. Jefferson Junior High School will be opening a police substation once IT problems are resolved. Once the station is open, police officers will be encouraged to do some of their routine work, such as paperwork and making phone calls, from the substation instead of their regular police station. John White is the Director of Safety and Security for Columbia Public Schools.
The hope is that the same officers that work the same schedule, the same days, the same times, will be able to come in there and build up some relationships with those kids and with the staff.
White also has plans to install motion-activated IP cameras at Jefferson Junior High and two other schools to continue expanding the safe learning atmosphere. India Everett, KBIA News.
The Columbia School District's Board of Education has agreed to move forward with a three-tier transportation system for district schools. The three-tier system means that elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools will be picked up separately and also start at different times. KBIA's Jack Washer reports.
Columbia School Board members have decided to pass out a survey later this week asking parents, teachers, and students for feedback about the potential three-tier system. The proposal calls for schools to start at different times to coordinate bus schedules, but that could mean elementary school starting at 7:30 a.m. One parent expressed that she did not want her kids to be standing out at the bus corner at 6:30 in the morning. School board member Helen Wade agrees with the parents' objection, but she says the board does not want students starting too late. The school district currently operates on a two-tier system with elementary schools on one tier and middle and high school students on another tier. Jack Washer, KBIA News.
If officials in Washington don't reach a deal to prevent the fiscal cliff, Missouri could see a hit to its economy and budget. The Federal Funds Information for States estimates Missouri could lose $1 billion of Defense Department spending on contracts and military institutions if federal spending cuts take effect in the new year. The organization estimates those automatic cuts could also result in a $125 million reduction in federal grants to state programs like public schools and early childhood programs. Congress and the White House are looking for an alternative deficit reduction plan. For KBIA News, I'm Dana Schnazy.